You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
Hello, this is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to the eMusician Podcast Show, where we feature individuals in the music industry as you get a chance to hear how, as musicians and entrepreneurs, they are growing their fan base, their experiences, successes, and/or setbacks, and more. Today, we are speaking with musician Tyler Treband, who is a composer, singer, and songwriter. His music can be heard in commercial campaigns for Coca-Cola, Kohler, and Shills, as well as the film Chasing the Ghost Particle. He was recently nominated for a Hollywood Music and Media Award. Tyler, certainly a privilege to have you a part of the eMusician Podcast Show here on EPN.
Hi, Eric. It's a pleasure to be here.
And certainly the pleasure is ours as well. So your business consists of writing music for many different mediums. What is the difference between writing music for commercials and writing music for television and film?
Well, for me, the commercial stuff has been the mainstay of my career for a very long time. I guess the biggest difference is we have more time constraints generally when we're working on commercials. I usually have a pretty quick turnaround. And we're obviously dealing with shorter pieces of music, which doesn't make it easier, but it certainly makes it interesting. You have a lot of fun trying to put everything that you need in that 30 seconds or that 60-second window. So for TV commercials, to me, that's one of the big differences, just that you have that short amount of time to communicate the emotions you're trying to get across. When it's film, sometimes there's a little more freedom and a little more time and a few more chances to try different things.
How did you get your start in the music business, and how have you been able to sustain yourself in such a competitive environment for over 20 years, which is quite impressive, I might add?
Well, I started playing trumpet in fourth grade, and you know, I think I come again from a family of musicians, like I think many composers seem to. My father was a reed player and a jazz guy. My mother had studied piano and played when we were children. I was singing, you know, for as long as I can remember, and I was Santa Claus in the kindergarten play, you know, all of that kind of stuff. And started a band in high school, was in all the musicals, was always in the shows, and, you know, a bit of a, always on stage, always just loved being in front of people. And pretty much that's how it started. As far as staying in the business for a long time, I think one of the big secrets is just trying to move forward, act professionally in every situation. I try to be respectful, and I try to listen more than I talk, which isn't always easy for a guy like me. I'm definitely a talker. But spend that time developing relationships. You know, I sit down with TV producers and filmmakers all the time and just listen to what they're looking for. And I think one of the things that has helped me stay in the business is the ability to listen and the ability to communicate, the ability to take what a producer is looking for when they use words to describe the kind of music they're looking for. One of my strengths seems to be able to take those words and put them into music, turn them into the music that they're looking for. I know you'll hear lots of words like, I'm looking for something poignant, we're looking for something rocking, we're looking for something emotional, tugging on these heartstrings. And one of the things that I learned early on was, again, just listening. Listen to what they're looking for. Take copious notes. And I guess if there was one thing I had to suggest, that would be it.
Your commercial work for Shields has been nominated for a Hollywood Music and Media Award. What do you think made your music for this campaign so noteworthy?
This particular spot, it's just so beautiful. It's a fly fishing spot, and it's shot in high speed, beautiful colors in Montana. And I got the storyboards for this one early. He had lots of time to mull it over. It wasn't one of, sometimes, like I mentioned, the commercials come fast and they go fast. This one, I got to give them exactly what I was imagining before they even shot it, which was wonderful because they sort of shot it with my track in mind. And then after it was shot and edited, we came together for the final push, adding the posting elements to the picture. It just was one of those, I've done a lot of things that I'm proud of. This one, it just, the way the music and the picture and the emotion, the way it all came together, it just turned out just a little bit special. You know, sometimes those things, they just come together, and it's not because of anything that you did. It's because of the whole team. That's sort of the feeling I get when I look at it. Definitely a team effort. And beautifully edited, beautifully shot. The music is lovely, and it just all fits together in a very beautiful way.
Today we are joined by Tyler Treband, who is a musician, composer, singer, and songwriter. His music can be heard in commercial campaigns for Coca-Cola, Kohler, and Shills, as well as the film Chasing the Ghost Particle, here on the E-Musician Podcast Show, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Now, you scored the IMAX film Chasing the Ghost Particle, which is touring in the U.S. and internationally. The film is incredibly dense and scientific in nature. How did you approach this material to make it accessible for a broader audience?
That's a great question. It was really fun dealing with the, you know, when I was talking with the producer, who is an astronomer, we were talking about the science. I got to admit, Eric, I'm a bit of a science geek, and I'm very amateur astronomer, but I'm into it. I love that stuff. Always have. And when we were talking about getting this thing together, the conversations about, well, we have to go from, you know, we're going to go from our solar system, and we're going to look at the galaxy, and we're going to be looking at, you know, high-speed particles and crazy giant supernova explosions, and we're going to try to tie all this back to Earth and to, you know, it's this array is buried under the ice in Antarctica, and the science behind it is really crazy. It's hard for even a science geek to understand. And we were having these great conversations about what it was going to be before I saw a minute of footage. And your mind just goes wild when you think about, oh, I'm going to get to make giant exploding supernovas. I get to, you know, try to imagine the music to go with these particles that are literally flying, you know, 14 billion years across the universe. These things are, it was just really inspiring. It was fun to imagine where all of these things were going to come together. And for me, one of the special joys of this particular project was I got to marry a bunch of different stylistic elements. I got to use classical elements, and I got to use electronic elements, and I got to use crazy sound effects. I got to tie all of these things together and throw a little pop and a little rock and roll in there too. It was like a taste of everything. So it was challenging, but it was fun. And as far as trying to make it appeal to pretty much anyone who's sitting in the chair, one of the whole purposes, I think, of them making this movie in the first place was trying to explain the science in a way that anyone could understand. And I sort of took that mentality with me into the studio, trying to keep the music fun and upbeat without getting too heavy and getting too serious. And it turned out pretty fun. I enjoyed it a lot.
And lastly, what would be your tips for aspiring professional musicians, and are there any business pitfalls that you can advise other musical entrepreneurs to avoid, especially with your 20-plus years of experience?
Oh, that's always a... every time I listen to an interview with a musician and I hear that question, I listen extra closely to what they have to say, even today. And everyone says the same things. Definitely practice. Be good at your instrument or your instruments. Spend that time. The time is important. Being able to communicate with other musicians is really important if you're going to be a professional musician. And I think you have to, you know, you definitely have to work the networking is very important. Being a professional all the time is important. Keep your nose clean and work hard and learn the technology. And I guess on top of the stock answer, I would add, don't stop and wait for anybody to help you. Don't trust that everybody who says they're going to help you is going to. Some people will, some people won't, but don't stop moving forward to wait for somebody who says they're going to help you. I know I've watched myself and many of my friends all around the country get into positions where they were very excited because they were moving towards something with somebody, and that just never quite happened. And it's very easy to slow down and spend a couple of months, 6 months even, or a year waiting for something to happen. And it took me a while to learn it, but I don't stop what I'm doing and wait anymore for those things to happen. I go out and try to keep a proactive, I try to keep proactive on all of this every day. I try to think of what can I do today that's going to help me keep moving forward, adding a brick on a brick, working forward, and you just don't slow down. I think that's one of the big secrets. Don't slow down and learn as much as you can.
Certainly do appreciate that advice. I'm sure the listeners do appreciate that as well. If you would, tell our listeners where they can be in touch with you online and also get more information about you as well.
My website is tylertraband.net. You can also get there at tylertraband.com. And that has links to all of my social media sites. I'm not exactly a voracious Twitter fan, but I'm working on it. I'm definitely I'm into Twitter more than Facebook, but I'm on both. And there's a LinkedIn profile as well if anyone's interested in taking a look at some of the different work I've done. It's all on the website and on the LinkedIn profile. Definitely feel free to reach out. You know, I think like most musicians, I'm always interested in the challenge, and I'm always interested in meeting new people who do what they do.
Tyler, it certainly has been great to have had you. Thanks for joining us here today on the E-Musician Podcast Show.
Eric, thanks for the opportunity. It's a pleasure to talk to you. Thanks for your time.
You just heard from Tyler Traband, who is a musician, composer, singer, and songwriter. And once again, the website of reference and for contact, it's tylertraband.net. Now let's listen to a clip of Tyler Traband's work. You've been listening to the E-Musician Podcast Show here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network.
This is the ePodcast Network.